Good morning, 7:38 now here on the Mighty 690, and it is time for our update from Yvonne Hull, joining us from CCC. How are you doing, ma'am?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well, and you guys over at Coffeyville Community College had lots of folks out and lots of folks graduating here.
We did. We had over 300. I think the official count was 308. Who graduated from us this spring, and it was just a really great day.
That's awesome.
To celebrate our students.
No, that is really great, and I know it's busy time here this past weekend, a couple weekends ago here for graduation, so lots of folks visited the area and got to see places. I know the restaurants were packed.
Yes,
so,
yes. It's a great time for Coffeyville whenever we have graduation.
Yeah, so. Always good. So definitely the students worked hard and glad to celebrate their achievements and that sort of thing. So a little bit of a break here as we kind of ramp up for the summer. But what do we have going on? We got summer and fall enrollment going on, right?
Yes, we do have a small break, like
small
a two-week break.
Right?
And then summer school will start June 5th. And so enrollment is open for that, and those will be face-to-face, and I believe there's also some online classes available in that session. And then our second session will start in July, and that will be completely online. So now is the time if you are wanting to take just one or two classes, or then summer enrollment is the way to do that and knock some things out, especially like if you're a student that's attending a university and you want to knock a gen ed out of the way. This is a great opportunity to do that. So if you're interested, then give us a call or contact our Student Success Center at studentsuccess@coffeyville.edu, and that's their email address.
You know, that's a great idea, because we've had, you know, lots of kids who just graduated. Maybe they're going to be going to a four-year college, but maybe they want to get a little bit ahead this summer. I mean, because honestly, that can save quite a bit of money just knocking one or two classes out here this summer.
Absolutely. And the class size is a lot smaller, so you're a little bit more comfortable with, you know, those that are in the room with you. You're not in an English class with 300 of your best friends. You're in an English class with 25 of your best friends.
Absolutely. No, that's a really good option. And yeah, I would definitely recommend something like that. And we've been hearing about this already, but we do have the children's theater.
Finding Nemo Jr. I'm so excited. Finding Nemo is one of my favorites. So I'm excited to see our area youth perform and put this on. And auditions start today. So if you're interested, you can get more information on our Fine Arts Facebook page for the start times and audition times. Or you can contact our director of theater, Chris Otten, or our music director, Markel Porter.
Well, that's a lot of fun. And I know parents are looking for things to keep their kids active and involved here this summer. And those summer theater programs are always really neat.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be good. Like you said, auditions starting today. So if folks are interested, just head on there to the website and get your kids signed up for that. Also, we've been hearing about the Fine Arts Hall of Fame nominations open.
Yes. You know, last year was our inaugural event, and so now we're into our second year of nominations. And so if you know someone who attended Coffeyville Community College, or maybe was an instructor at Coffeyville Community College during in the Fine Arts department, now is a perfect time to check out our website and submit their nomination, and we will be selecting those before the fall, and then we'll be having the awards during the fall semester.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
That is really good. And then as we get closer, can you believe Memorial Day is a week from today?
No, I cannot. I cannot believe. It's just crazy how fast everything is running.
Yeah,
so.
It's running fast. So we do have campus closed for this coming Monday, right?
That is correct. We will be closed a week from today for Memorial Day. And then starting in June, so that following Friday, we'll be closed as well. So short week for us. But for Fridays in June and July, our offices will be closed. In the month of June, students will still have sessions, but the administrative offices and the staff offices will be closed.
Now, during this time that we're, you know, after graduation here, before enrollment, before these summer sessions, what about other services? Like, is the bookstore open? What are they closed? What are kind of their
Well,
hours?
On Fridays, pretty much everyone is closed except for the classes. Yep.
But the other things, like during the week, are those
yes,
still open?
Yes, everything is still open. Yes, we're there full force, ready to take care of your needs, whatever that may be.
Okay. Well, that's excellent. Always good to know.
Thank you.
So anything else you'd like to share today? I mean, I know it's like you said, a little bit of a break, but we're still gearing up and getting ready for summer.
We are gearing up. You know, probably one thing that I would like to mention is on the fine arts nominations. I don't know how many people know, but, you know, Anthony Hill is a CCC grad. And if you don't know who Anthony Hill is, he is the latest doctor on Grey's Anatomy. I believe his character is Dr. Watson. Maybe I don't watch Grey's Anatomy, but I believe his character is Dr. Watson. And he was a CCC grad and actually worked in our business office doing work study. And so lots of great things come from Coffeyville Community College.
That's pretty wild.
I know, right?
Another great, you know, Coffeyville person, and you know, someone who come through the program to be able to kind of be recognized on the national stage. I mean, there's just so many that we don't even recognize.
I know.
That is awesome.
I know. So it's a good thing to be a Red Raven.
Absolutely. No, something to be proud of for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Yvonne, thanks so much for stopping by. We really appreciate you being on here on the program.
Absolutely.
And again, get on that summer and fall enrollment. Hit that hard, because, you know, I know I've been there. It's tempting to just slough off all summer, but especially for those kids who are maybe going off to a four-year, I still think this is just such a great opportunity. And, you know, if your parents are gracious enough to be paying or helping to pay for college, they're going to appreciate this too, because that the same course that'll be transferable here is going to be a lot cheaper than if you're going to do it at the four-year.
Absolutely.
It's the same thing.
Absolutely.
So. All righty. Yvonne, thanks so much for being in, and we'll chat again soon.
Have a great week.
You too. All right. We'll be getting started here with Open Line in just a few minutes. We got some features from K-State Research and Extension on the way here on the Mighty 690, and then we'll be back at it. So keep it here. We have 56 degrees in Coffeyville right now, heading up to a high of 78.